This is day 1,556 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. Today we're doing Yerodeh Siman Shin Hei, Sif Samach Aleph to Ayin. Samach Aleph. Because for a tour, Shulchan Aruch Siman Samach Tei, you'll see me in your test. Question of Ben Cholov, a Kohen has a son who's a Cholol. Obviously, it doesn't have the Kedusha of a Kohen. The father dies in 3 days. That's one of the sons to redeem himself. We all know the father has not acquired his redemption. If he died, the father died after the days. Father already acquired the redemption. His son inherited from him. Therefore, he should set aside redemption price. That's when he retained it from Sabbath on the shuttle. But what is that from here? Clear the Apisha down low, but the oven, the father did not go do an act of redemption. Have a kill, but it's a zippery demon. Okay, which opinion shows his opinion remains his in any event. For have a kill, if he shall have come, he shall have the father set aside five of slime, who put them by him and redeem with them, because that's not kept it for themselves. But so it's cool, so you're a shaben, and that right the son acquires. That's from the Rosh. Zog Shirakua Yoresh. This is only true if the son is the only heir. Avashesh Od Yoshim, the other heirs, Mishayak Pinyon Kulam, then the redemption price should be distributed among all of them. That's in the pre show. Vayne, move on. This is not clear. So he sub sub Adai and Lopado. Final analysis, no redemption took place. Vayne, Mark Lopado, how can you say it's as if he was redeemed? So I have to say, Kim Dika Pinyon Chamesh Sloim. So I have to say, since the primary redemption is the five Sloim, but the brachas ain't makos because brachas are not an impediment. Which ritual is not necessary. For the chal al aviv hakohen levdoso litoa latzmamos, and would have taken effect on the father to the kohen to redeem him and to keep the money himself. Zocha b'ayim he acquires them below pidyon mamash shifo without an actual redemption. If I have a kid another chamish shloim zibi to the five shloim nechasa from his property even though Solomon nasa nechasa then gave it to his property. Datum chol pidyon mechoy v'av liten al kohen b'yad, and do we say by every pidyon that the father has to give the coin immediately? Yochol omar coin can say the coin till chamish shloim nechasa. Interesting, you can say that go take five shloim from my property. May the kohen have a kenotam nechasa nasa nechasa. So it's as if father took from his own property, gave his own property. Okay, the lambda still remains a little bit difficult to comprehend, but obviously the Torah Shulch Aruch Paskin is way, so that must be something along those lines. Sanach Beis, Hashivcha Shin Ishtachara, a maidserm who was redeemed, the mitzvah Shin Ishtachara, and a non-Jew who converted. Kishemu Baros, when they were pregnant, the older gave birth, Abisha Rosh Shalom B'Kedusha, even though when they conceived, they were not fully Jewish. Came a shalom b'kedusha, since the child is born fully Jewish. Glomar ben chayv b'pinyon, he has to redeem. Shneimar peter rechem b'Yisrael. The child opened a Jewish womb. Very peter rechem b'Yisrael. And the opening of the womb occurred when the mother was Jewish. Avim yodu kumikonim, they gave birth previously. Chakim shinuch zuna das Yisrael yodu, and they gave birth again when they became Jewish. Potem b'pinyon, the example of redemption. Hagam shizel v'lad rishon mishinuch lesu l'kedusha. It was the first child after they entered the Judaism. Mikomikonim nevelas v'y poter is a rechem. The prior child opened the womb. V'cheni meinu do masayel do, so no one should give birth. Im kodim ha-geirus v'shulam achakach, whereas before the geirus or the free being freed, or afterwards putter their exam shemotzech avel of araya. The kohanim has being proof that actually there was a chiyuv of redemption here. Samach Gimel. Because the two writes, Abachai and volume 7, he was born after miscarriages. Yotzer Rosh Chai. But the miscarriages, the head came out alive. Kochimu Beres told me such as she's pregnant with twins. Echad Nefel, one of them was a miscarriage. Echad Kol Chadash, and the other one came to term. But the Nefel Rosh Chai, and the miscarriage was extended his head out of the womb while I was still alive, and then went back, and then the second brother came out, and he was a viable child. And it's not a b'chor in terms of opinion. Neisha Nefel, Shotzi Osho Tchil, because of the Nefel whose head came out first. Chaim Ben Tisha, Shotzi Rosho, Filu Meis, and so too, this is evidently a Nefel when it was not term. Okay, they're both not term, perhaps, but the second one survived, even it wasn't term. But if it's term, it's a full 9 months, then even if the first one is dead when its head comes out, habachrav ain't a bechor. Then the second one is not a bechor. Chema apels when the mehema chayev v'ofch shechatzi parpa tzneim tamel tzorzotam. So the woman who miscarries something which looks like an animal or a bird, but half of its face looks human. O sandal or shalya or a sandal or a fetus, so shapir, or a an amniotic sac, merukam, which is fully formed. O shiata avlad mechuta chevar and varim and chuck him out in pieces. Hanoa achar kol elu ena b'chor pinyan. Somebody who's born after all these is not a b'chor for pinyan pinyan ben. I will bench mona shotzi rosh hames. But if it was a non-term baby who has kid came out dead from a pelas shapir molly gvanim and some woman who gives birth to amniotic sac, which is full of colors, molly gnunim, or pieces. I'm not sure gnunim are. Funny, we were throwing always the same thing. I'm only my madam full of water or blood by my pelvis getting dug and mishkatsi muslim. Or if she gives birth to something which looks like fish or like insects or rodents, worms, I guess. By my pelvis, Liam, I blame a woman who miscarries on the 40th day. I know Lachako, up to the 40th day, obviously, up to and including. I know Lachako, anybody born after all these is the Bechor for Binyan Ben. Yotzi Dolphin. Cesarean section of Bachrav Derecharechem and the child who's born after that one through the womb. Shneim and Bachar Pinyan, both not Bachar for Pinyan Abenak. Hashem Zayim Neshe Loyetz Derecharechem, because it didn't come out through the womb. The Bain and Petarechem would have to be through the womb. Hashem Neshe and Bachar, and Zayim, because it's not a Bachar. Tarta Binyan, I can eat both. Bachar Vid Derecharechem has to be Bachar and also has to be through the womb. Samagdal, Divik, Divia Tour, Kosagank, and Bishachor, Sifcha Base, Shulam writes the same thing. Both Sifu Lamar and they add, the lobina korosho by removing the head in the head command don't require the entire head. Jeteta padachta, once the four comes out, put their bachrab, exempts the child who comes after that. Tema towards extension, the Torah's low custom said why he didn't write this. Be Gemara fresh is explicit Gemara Bukhiras. Venirash Samach Mash Kosav Leo Sov Simon Skupsaik Dalit. Must rely on that which is wrote previously, the Mishiyotzara Pachdos Chashkilu, that once most of the four comes out, it's considered as if the child is born. Rabbeinu says, Lokosav Rovna Pachdos. So he says, not right, most of the four. Kikam Shamasifra Gadol Loiskim Lazeh. Also, there in the Beis Yosef, he did not agree with that perspective. We see while the Torah Shulam Rosh, we see Mashkosav Ben Shemosho Tzirosh Ames, and he complained on the tour in Shulchan and Rabbi showed an 8-month baby, eight-month fetus that whose head came out dead. That the next one is a bechor. The inokain beben the benchmor ain't chiluk ben chayim ben meis. It was a benchmor. There's no difference if it was alive or dead. That's a gra. The shmuel who the sabar hachi the shmuel is such a difference to players, but Tosef is rejected. Chaim for shmenida the rosh grove evayim benefel, that the head is like the majority of the limbs when it comes to an nefel and shom. Ve'elam ma'asvid the zerak yotzer rosh chayim can't say something when the head came out alive. In the bracket says there came before the chayim Rashi bach the shmuel and shom it seems to be pshan Rashi da benida amechutoch chayim benida is going on a case where it's cut up the yipshal yos chayim can't be alive. And the brackets, he says here again, Rashi or Busa the Shmuel cousin came. Rashi saying Chesh for Shmuel, even that's sufficient. We know Baskin Shmuel. Back out of the brackets. I've got Rambam. See if Perak Dav Mirchun because of Ben Ken, because of Ben Shmuel Shotzi Rosha Udu Chai. I ain't sure Masha Dafka Chai sounds like specifically alive. Alone makes could be a tour like the tour now that we say so. So it's not clear. The Nacha being Rosha Chai, Lenin Bechar. It seems that not for Nachla. For inheritance that you need to have alive, but not in terms of the Bukhar for being a Ben Mitzarchi Ugaro requires a lot of analysis. Samachay Kosar Ben Abbe, our mother Amar writes, the Sifkov Gimel, the Kosmach, any of our Mukamim, as long as the limbs are not formed, ain't put there Bukhar, but does not exempt the following child. Feels man is that someone said, even at an age, we rely on this measure. I can show you in quote, but very mavorim. This is clear. The kshedu she'ein evar mukum mukamim. When it's known that the limbs not formed, have a vade bechor. Then the second child is a bechor. Vorchan l'pidyon, and we make a bracha on the pidyon on the second child. But many do it's not no mukum mukam. If shalad do know, k'sayi bechor lo by pidyon klal. Can't assume it's a savi bechor that no pidyon should be required. Sherei aisha mezchais kol shlo niftarachva because the woman is chazaka that her womb is not open. Agam anefel. Also, the nephil, the miscarriage was in assumption that his limbs are not fully formed. Marik says this. Some women check away saying, "They needed rov nashim blad ma'al yaldar." And most women give birth to a appropriate child. But what they say is astonishing. That's true, perhaps after many months of the pregnancy have elapsed. But this one who will miscarried in the earlier months, when it can't be at all a fully fetus, obviously not included in this role. And he says another beer writes the same thing. Mem Samach Vav. Yesh Mishitama Marik, those who stash Marik, the Ruba Adi Michazaka. Rove Trump's Chazaka. Came Shenokim Mamanach Rov, since you don't go after by money, monetary matters after Rov. Koshkim Chazaka, we certainly don't follow Chazaka. Which is a very strange question, because it's a question in basically Shiva Shalom, this 101, and everybody speaks about it. But it is evidently a question. I did not know that somebody actually, I guess, it would be assumed that somebody asked a question somewhere. And it says here, the Pitzkei Tshuva and the Nachas Tzvi, he asked this question. But okay, it's not true. She will come and Chazokas Motzi a moment. We do this Chazokas Motzi a moment. Chazokas Ein Adam Pereh Tarksmano, Chazokas person not pay back during his time. V'zeh Chazokas Adiv, and this is respect Chazokas who period the rope. Atang Moshe Aron Chosh Mishal Kama Koymas. It says, the Chosh explains Chosh Mishal in several places. Dodeh Nochim Mom Nacharov, that which you phone don't fall majority by rope. Seh Mishum Shem Yud Vada Yesh Tamolim. Because the meal definitely exists in the world. You can say, I'm from the minority. It's the Chesh Mishal Prince of Kimli. I am more than the minority. Mashkeim Chazok is post Chazoka, where the minority doesn't necessarily even exist. Don't make a second language Rambam. Perkid Avmi Bikurim Din Yudash Kosab. Kol Nefel Shemo Tmeya Leda. Any miscarriage where the mother is Tomei 2 months later. Abo Chav Eino Peter Rechem. The next child is not considered a Peter Rechem. And Shem Dezeuk Shem Tmeya Leda Badois. Then when she's dead, that's when she's definitely Tomei 2 months later. She definitely became Tommy as a Yoledis. Chayav is a carbon, she's required to bring a carbon. Which Kusan Pergam Chuzikabra and Trump. Chayim Vlad Gazep, Pidyon Vadai Tzorich. So for a child like this, it definitely needs redemption. But to like on Bracha, even perhaps even with a Bracha, Vakapani, below Bracha, Vadim Chayav, Pidyon. Even without a Bracha, it certainly requires a Pidyon. Samazai Mishlo, Bicha Ishto, somebody whose wife had not yet had a firstborn, built a song and came, she gave birth to a male and a female, but any of the ways that may be also Rishon, you don't know which came out first, Ain, Khan, Lakoin, Klum, Kelkoin, that's nothing. Shemir Tzana came, Rishon, maybe the first female was firstborn. Matsuka, the right, you want to get paid to Koin, prove it. But Imam Mialetis Omrav, the midwife said, Omeris, she, the midwife said, Shazori, that's a Rishon, that the male came out first, I mean, Amen, she's believed. She's believed even in terms of inheritance. Apparently, all the teaching furthermore, the avodah yushim avoid the nemanuso rak v'shelo yotzas adai mecheder. I tell him that her credibility is only when she hasn't left the birthing room. There's a bchosh she's believed even after she left. But the kambu b'shami shmita poskim said also even then the poskim leave out this birthing room qualification. For a matamano b'zev cheshimishin shlam sif you know I and Trump. It says we're astonished at this, why they left it out there. Samachesh yod the snake is chenish gaber to 2 minutes. I be shen yodu as a man b'chor even though we don't know which one is the b'chor. Those chemish shlam coin mimalcha. You have to give 5 coins of coin no matter what. Inezeh inezeh whether it's because of the for one or the other. Within 30 days, what you're exempt. Shachomai can say a bechor mace. The bechor is the one who died. Aval achar. L'shloshim after 30 days, kvar is chayiv in pinyon, already chayiv in pinyon. Because Rabbi Nebi says, if the son of Chavav, mace of Kodim Shiplon, if the father died before he redeemed them, bein mace toch lamed, bein mace ach lamed, whether it's before or after 30 days, abonim chayim and the children are alive, not even shayim chamish yisoyim, they give it as a corporate entity, 5 soyim between the two of them. Afil chokok kvar nechasi, even they already divide up the property of their father, kano shonu. Zel das a Rambam, that's the opinion of the Rambam, aval tur pasadim mace toch shloshim, if he died within 30 days, afil lo choku, even they had to divide up, paturim. Their example, at time near the chenir me'ashas, seems from the shas and b'chor stam memches. Tan d'bishlam achalamik v'ani schaibav shapir shtab in the chosam. After 30 days, when the father was already came liable, so his bequest, his inheritance, his legacy is chayv. Avo tokshoshim within 30 days shchiv rak al abonim. when the children's obligation is only on the children. That's an interesting way of putting it. Each one can reject the other. In Shnei Yehuda Ben Shimon, like 2 years of Ben Shimon, she ain't Motzim Shtar Aleim. Can't put it, if you have 2 years of Shimon in the two city, you can't, same city. Each one says, it's the other years of Shimon, not me, and any document produced against either one of them is meaningless. Because of the came of the, so therefore, here too, each one can say, I'm not the one, he's the one. Because of the came in the, when after they come to 3 days and father's already dead. Because the came in the Pluto Rabbosa says, Machlek is a Paiskim, my Mutsaka Velova Raya. Doctor don't have to do it. Simultas, you know, it's interesting. He doesn't say here anything about what's the, okay, a Mutsaka Velova Raya, your potter, is there a mitzvah anyway to do the Pinyab Ben? Presumably not. Seems not the way, otherwise you should say so. Since once Chosha Mishwan exempts you, then you're there, it's not Machayab you. You have two wives who have not yet given birth to the firstborn. They both gave birth to males. Nursing as a slave, you have to give 10 slaves to a coin. May say, I'm told 30 days. One died within 30 days. In that time, I'm told 30 coin. I gave within 30 days to one coin. Yaks, I'm just slaying machine. The coin is given back. The coin is given back. The second five slaves. In that same coin, if you gave it to two coins, if he was meticulous at the time he gave the money, Loma to say, Lachani, no saying. He won't give him for Reuven, and the other one, you won't give him to Shimon. Pashush question is about Zed Shemay. Obviously, the coin he took for one who died, let's give back. I mean, listen, I'm sorry, I gave him generically. And your Chalot Timayim, you can't extract the money from him. Each one can say, I got the money for the surviving one. It really seems to me, Zed Shemay and Scam, this one he gave him generic without any qualification. He said to him, it's one is for the other. He gave them both together, 2 10 slain for 2 children. Back to him, this one gives back half. This gives one back half. This one gives back half. She found Mishnei Bani, made them shutfim, partners in the 2 children. So two wives giving birth for the first time. One gave birth to a male, one gave birth to a female, and the cable zohar or a female and a male. With Nisar Velos and children got mixed together, nice to come just slain the coin man of shach. 5 slain the coin no matter what. We made the coming as coin to Shloshim, one of the males died during 3 days, ain't a noise of the coin clump. Don't give the coin anything. The Motzer coin, I love a riot. I don't show you means I'm one of the males. There's only one male here, no? Anyway, Shochel Amar B'chor Meis, you can say the B'chor died. I guess the first one gave birth to a male, and the second one gave birth to a female and a male. That's the shot. I messed up before. You understand the cave of a zohar, they gave birth to 2 females and a male. Oh, Shnei is Chorim, Shnei Nikov, so 2 males and 2 females. She decided to get mixed up. Vedo is in the Rishon, don't know which was born first. Ain, like coin, kind of coin, clue, the other coin gets nothing. Shem and the cave of the Tchila, I say both of them, the female gave birth, was born first. Chai and the cave of the zohar and the male. Shnei is Chorim, Shnei Nikov, so if you learn Yisarva by 2 males and 2 females, it seems they didn't get mixed up. The Duke.